The playoffs are just around the corner, and it is time to oil up. Nation Gear is ready to gear you up for Edmonton's upcoming playoff run. Rep your favorite team as they battle for the cup this spring and shop the exclusive Oil Up playoff merch and more at nationgear.ca.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I hate to break the fishing news up, Ramchuk, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations, you're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for, like, an orgasm.
Might want to mark that down, Ramchuk.
Yep. All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
Because of a certain local ice hockey team failing to continue in the playoffs. I'm not going to say they lost. They just didn't continue.
Way to go.
They opted out.
They opted out. They said, you know what? We've had enough fun for next year. We're going to let everybody heal over the offseason. We're going to heal together. We're going to start again this fall. Anyways, there's a lot of bandwidth now. And I have to read about something. And I read a lot about Ja Morant.
So we're going back to the Ja Morant well, in case you didn't notice. Yeah, so most hockey podcasts would be like, hey, we're slipping into off-season mode. We firmly slip into bullshit mode, where we just talk about fucking whatever.
I have to read something on
this
social.
This is not bullshit.
So whatever pops up, it's not us making playoff content anymore. It's, hey, guess what? Ja Morant is dancing around again with a gun.
Yep.
I think if we had to break down why this was interesting to us and why we keep bringing it up, I could sum it up in... When you see something so fucking stupid and then you see it again 3 weeks later after the person tells you that they are better and that they're changing their life, you sit there and you think to yourself, how is this happening? And I'm absolutely floored by this whole situation, how everybody just keeps talking. 23 years old. At 23 years old, getting $100 million, would you do something
it's
this
because
stupid?
He's getting a $23-year, $100 million life, that it's can't nobody tell me nothing.
Yeah, but Charles Barkley said it perfectly in his rant. He's like, if you are making money off the NBA, I know there's people, he said, he called them idiots. He said, there's people in the media who are being idiots for saying that Ja Morant didn't break any laws because you are allowed to carry a gun. Mm-hmm. The fact of the matter is he makes $100 million, as Charles said, in a year off of the NBA.
I see.
You can't go against their protocols. You can't have both.
Tyler, let me tell you a story about our co-host, Chris.
This
Cowboy
one, okay.
Chris. Cowboy yep. Chris. Yeah. One time we were playing in a golf tournament together and I was on the first tee of the golf course. Swank.
Don't
very
make,
swank. Oh. Everything's well mowed, manicured, beautiful golf course.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh man, I'm playing with Chris Chalmers. That guy's crazy because we're juniors. And mm-hmm. he was known as a wild boy before Waka Flocka Flame.
NHL wild boy.
He rolls up in the CRX, purple, bumping some gangster.
Tupac? I don't
know, probably.
Guaranteed.
Does an e-brake turn on the road.
Wasn't on purpose.
You drifted. You were Lil Romeo or Lil Bow Wow in Tokyo Drift. Drifted underneath the portico, mm-hmm. got out wearing a tank top and a chain and a backwards hat, and sauntered to the first tee.
No warm up. No, here's
took,
why. Okay. Well, I got to put some context
hold your
to this story.
Hold your water here, Ja Morant Jr. In the time it took him to pull this Tokyo 360 drift off and get out and walk towards the first tee, his mom, who runs the golf course,
yep,
there is no authority higher than Chalmers' mom at the golf course, sprints out of her office and catches him by the first tee.
Yeah.
When she turned to you with her fist on your collar to mm-hmm. cold cock you in the face, mm-hmm. she is talking to Ja Morant without $100 million.
That's a good point.
You made no sense then. Ja Morant makes no sense now, and he's got $100 million reasons to act even crazier than you on the first tee at Junior Interclub.
But there's a lot of different. It wasn't a Junior Interclub. If you remember, it was a Junior Pro-Am where an older junior plays with a younger junior. And so I had woken up late, and I had been paired with a kid who I knew, who was very excited to play. I had heard about it uh-huh. a couple weeks before, and uh-huh. I knew this kid. And I woke up late, and I have good intentions. I didn't want to disappoint this young lad. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so I had to get there quick.
I think he's describing me in this story. I think I'm the younger
junior. No, it was a pro-am. I won't forget it because...
I remember doing this.
But I didn't mean to. I was like, it was dumb.
Just, you were in your can't tell me nothing phase is all I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell that Chris Chalmers shit because he had a backwards
I did grow out of it.
Ja Morant,
so let's hope Ja will too.
Except chances are when you have that kind of money, you're in a bubble now. You no longer age and everyone tells you yes to everything you want. So he's probably not going to grow out of it.
But so, the internet's having a lot of fun with it right now.
Well, as of this morning, according to TMZ, Ja Morant's sneakers have been removed from the Nike app and website.
It's crazy. Imagine Dennis Rodman had existed in the era of social media.
Man, that would have been a great follow.
I'm sure a lot of pro athletes would be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
That would have been a Michael great Irving, follow, though, wouldn't it?
But
Instagram 1989, Michael Irving, that's a good follow.
But back to Ja, like with all the memes that are coming out, like my favorite one is, do you guys remember the scene in Rush Hour when they jump onto the top of a double-decker bus? Chris Tucker is chasing Jackie Chan because he's trying to get away from him. It's like Rush Hour 1. And Chris Tucker lands on the top of the bus with his gun in his hand. And then all the people on the bus, because they're on a tour, start taking pictures of him. And he's posing with his gun. And it's like, this is Ja Morant. It's so perfect. It's exactly what memes are good for.
The counterpoint about he's not breaking any laws and you can have license to carry a gun. Yeah. Like, these cases were made in early music videos and people were toting straps. They're like, what are you doing? You can't do this. You can't be flashing guns. And they're like, oh, it's entertainment. So there's like, I was reading comments about people who were like, it's no different than a rapper having an AR-15 in their video. I would argue that was really bad for society too.
Probably.
Suddenly when rappers had infrared beams instead of chicks dancing behind them in bikinis, I think it took a bit of a darker turn. You know what I mean?
What's the closest thing we've had like this in the NHL?
Oh,
I can't even think of it.
I can tell some jokes that I wouldn't have allowed
it. I got plenty of
jokes. Your Ramchuck would remove.
I would just pop them right out, and we're gonna save me the editing time today. But like, really though, like it's, I don't know, man. I understand.
Willfully fucking over what you just apologized for is, I would argue, almost unique in sport.
Yeah. Because, again, there have been plenty of incidents across many sports where guys fuck up. And a lot of the time, they're given a second chance, they don't fuck up again. When it's something like this, I know there are like extreme examples where it's like, no, you're done. But like the fact that this happened so close, he didn't go like a year. It wasn't like, oh man, John Moran had like an MVP season. Like, wow, what a bounce back. It was like, oh, no, a week later. It's stunning.
I love it.
If you had a big whiteboard in his house at the front door.
And I wrote, no.
And it just and said, things you absolutely cannot do today.
Do you have your keys? Yes.
There would be literally nothing on the list but film yourself on Instagram Live again in capitals.
Question mark?
With a gun.
He needs to have one of those signs from airports. You know,
this says,
do not bring your gun through checkpoint.
But it's like when you were doing that drift under the portico on the dry cement.
But that was my first time. But if I apologize, but I didn't do it again.
You probably did.
I apologized.
I just can't remember.
I apologize to everybody for it.
I don't know. You seem, one of your keys that you get away with, probably like Ja Morant, is you're an extremely good apologizer.
Yeah, well, I can make you.
Because you've had to. But Thomas can apologize better than anyone I know. And I remember I was like, this guy's a really good apologizer. I'm like, oh, that's because he's always doing crazy shit. And he has to apologize. That's Ja Morant. Did you see that he made ChatGPT for his statement?
Really?
Did you see that?
Is that real? Because I saw the meme.
I posted it as it was real. I don't know.
Can we get ChatGPT to tell us what to talk about on this thing other than John Moran?
Somebody said, sure. What's Wanye's podcast about to ChatGPT? And they broke it down and it was scarily correct. And I've never even mentioned that I was going to have one at the time. It was like, oh, it's about business and hip hop and Oilers hockey and da-da-da. Like, God damn, ChatGPT.
It pulled like what it knew about you and applied it to a pod.
Crazy.
Happens. Yeah, John Moran. Asking it?
Yep.
All right.
John Morant fan club podcast? That's what I'd do one on.
Well, Chalmers, how about this?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a couple of ideas for you from ChatGPT.
Okay.
One, personal development and self-improvement topics, such as discussing strategies, tips, and techniques for personal growth, productivity, time management, and achieving your goals.
Always refill your vehicle when it's at 50% because then it feels like you never spend as much on gas.
That's a Charles Barkley thing too.
Really?
Yeah.
Everything was, Charles Barkley.
Oh my God. Charles? He went on a rant.
Charles Barkley were just thinks like, this about John Moran. This no. is what Charles Barkley thinks about gas consumption.
I love it when you guys give me shit for like listening to other people in the media and then bringing yeah. it up. It's like, what are we doing here?
Lil Wayne only listens to Lil Wayne.
That panel is tremendous. In
it's
every
unbelievable.
Aspect.
But yeah. yes, there was a rant. Search it on YouTube of Charles Barkley basically summarizing why he'll always fill his tank up at half a tank because it's cheaper. And he's convinced it's cheaper, but it's not. And they all just, they hammer him.
Yeah, well, it's not cheaper, it's but it's not. A mental trick you can play on yourself.
How about this, Chalmers? Topic two from ChatGPT, producing the podcast today. Relationships and dating. The guys could explore different aspects of relationships, including communication, conflict resolution, dating advice, and maintaining healthy relationships with friends and spouses.
Okay. In what way do we think we could be better friends?
Oh, friends. Like to each other?
To anybody.
Or to each other. I think we should have more things on our calendar.
We could all donate a kidney to each other.
That is true. Just
everyone
around
ends
the horn.
Up with two in the end.
Yeah, I do think we need to do a better job of generally prepping for this podcast.
Nonsense.
Do you know, this is, I watched the prep today.
Yep.
I came to Dog Patch.
Yep.
I got a bag of ice.
You did.
I threw four Bud Lights in it.
And one Budweiser, or two Budweisers.
And two Budweisers. And I put them so that they were cold because big problem with this studio is never cold beer. I obviously had to do that at least 45 minutes because I'm not an idiot. I know how beer gets cold. It takes at least 45.
Uh-huh.
So then I went down into Dog Patch. I had myself a pint and I watched the PGA Championship on my phone.
This is the design
Wanye
in our mind was.
Had a meeting.
Oh, yeah.
With the one and only Zach Lang.
Yeah.
Bag Milk, what did you do prepped for the show?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. And your M. Chuck did a podcast with...
I did another Oilers show. Another
Oilers Butter show. Noodles.
I saw. And I scrolled through r/ would you rather to try to give you guys good hypothetical questions.
I mean, the only... That was my prep. I like those. But the only thing, like, I mean, what's interesting now?
But
like,
how are we going to explore maintaining our healthy relationship amongst us?
I think getting out and doing things together that aren't...
That's what I mean. Like, let's get stuff on the calendar.
Yeah. That's well. I mean, we talked about it on Monday. We got a bunch of stuff planned.
When did the Riverhawks start, anyway?
Yeah, is Aaron still here? I don't know if he is.
Aaron Burr, the guy who shot that guy in that duel.
Mm-hmm. No, but anyways, producer Aaron could get us on at Remax. We just got to iron out a date with him.
Can I give you guys a quick update?
Is it about your foot?
Yep. Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr dueling?
About your toe.
So I'm not saying that I'm a doctor, but I'm basically a doctor.
Oh no!
This was so gross
because. From minute one, I was
I'm
convinced.
Looking at Frankentoe while you're talking.
No, it looks fine.
It does not look fine.
Oh, it looks fine.
It does not look
fine. Well, it feels fine
as
now.
Somebody with a well-documented foot fetish, I don't. It does not look fine.
I spent 7.5 hours in the misericordia just to have an orthopedic surgeon, a doctor, and two nurses tell me that there is no sliver in there. And I said to them, I don't believe it. Feels like there's a sliver in there.
Okay. And they were saying, no, it's your bone.
They were saying, no, it's my bone, that I was picking at my bone, which was making me dry heave in my mouth on the hourly basis. So I went and nothing hurt. But if anybody's ever had a sliver, you know that as your body's trying to work it out, the area gets very sore and it gets very puffy. What is the word I'm looking for?
Swollen?
Swollen, yeah. So It's mine's been super bad for the last like 2 days. It's been getting worse and worse and worse to the point where I can't even have like a sock on or it kills. And I'm having Epsom salt baths. I'm doing everything I possibly can. I peeled a Band-Aid off yesterday after work when I met my literal 10 out of 10 pain threshold. And I'm like, I have got to go to the doctor. I can't. I just can't do this anymore. And I look down at it. What do I see poking out?
Oh, no.
A little gopher head. A little gopher. A little. Hey, bud. So I say to myself, I better go get those tweezers. But you know what? I am compulsive. I say, not right now. I'm just going to take these two fingers and press on either side of it as if she's a pimple. And guess what comes flying out?
Did it actually fly out?
A splinter. Nope. Oh. She creeped out in the most satisfying 3 seconds I've ever had in my whole life. A splinter just worked its way out.
Did it feel good or did it hurt?
It felt amazing.
Remember in War of the Worlds when Dakota Fanning's like, my body just was done with it and pushed it out.
The relief I felt at that moment. My head had been spinning. I'm like, I can't put a sock on. I can't put a shoe on. Ooh. Baseball. I've got hockey this weekend with my kids. We've got a fun skate at West Edmonton Mall. I can't participate in any of it because I can't even look at the top of this toe without it absolutely killing. So I'm like, if this takes a week to work itself out, I don't have a doctor's appointment for another week and a half. This is a fucking nightmare. It's a nightmare.
Nightmare.
To see this thing come out.
You're like a Civil War surgeon on the Battle of Gettysburg.
3/4 inch long.
Was it wood? What was it?
It was wood. It was a wood from splinter. From the stubbing.
What did you stub it on? A tree?
Wood. It was wood.
Were you a lumber mill?
No, like, it was wood. Did you not listen? It was a timber that aligns a driveway
that
had been hit and so was splintered
up. I got you.
So it measured 3/4 inch long by about 1/8 inch wide and it came out and I have never felt so good in my whole life.
I wasn't listening because I was looking at Frankentoe and imagining this telephone pole shooting out of it like a VHS tape.
So I soaked it. Oh. I put a Band-Aid on it with some Ozanol. Oof. You could step on it. You could hit it with a sledgehammer right now. No pain.
Wow.
The kid is back. He's back.
That's got to feel good. I'm happy.
It's so good, man.
What does that make you think about our healthcare system?
That they need to find an x-ray machine that can see splinters.
Or you need to buy an x-ray machine and have it in your garage.
Yeah. Or maybe I should just, I don't know.
Be a doctor?
Be a doctor.
Maybe you're a unlicensed doctor.
Come on.
Unlicensed.
Anyway, get an x-ray machine in your garage and treat people on the low, low.
It's just there's satisfying things in this world. Like, what are some satisfying things in this world that you do on a daily basis?
I got a seed in my eye last spring. I was outside, not gardening, and a gust of dust blew in my face, and suddenly my eye was killing me.
Yep.
And I call the eye center. This is when you weren't allowed to go to the doctors and stuff. And they're like, we don't really want anyone coming in here, so here's what we need you to do. Just keep flushing it out with like artificial tears, and hopefully it pops out.
Ew.
And for 4 days, when I would wake up in the middle of the night, I'm like, oh, And I like, I'm so happy I have nothing in my eye anymore. One day it just pushed itself out.
You know that the eye cavity is a completely sealed thing that if you just pull up your lid, like you can literally see the whole
I could
section.
See like a ring around where it had gotten in. Like it like discolored the white.
And you could just like open that thing right up, take like a towel with some burrs,
buddy.
Hopefully catch it and pull it right up.
I did everything that the lady told me to do at the virtual eye care center. And it was the pain you were feeling in your toe. I don't know about no 10. This was a 7. Mm. But it was like overbearing.
I like watching videos on TikTok of people cleaning driveways. That's very satisfying.
Or pools.
Or the guys that like go and mow people's lawns.
They edge the lawns really nice. That's very satisfying.
It's really satisfying.
Really nice.
Yeah. A good pressure washing is very satisfying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what this felt like.
Like a good pressure washing.
And I am
going
to go golfing tomorrow now to celebrate.
Because
I can put on golf shoes.
Chalmers, you've overcome a mountain of difficulty. You're on the other side now, and life is sweet.
Yeah.
This is exciting.
It's
just exciting to be back.
All right. I got a hypothetical for you guys that I looked up on the internet.
Love it.
Put yourself in the state of the drunkest you've ever been. You need to stay in that state for 5 whole years. You never get to come out of it, or you have to go to jail for 2 years.
Yeah, I could be drunk for 5 years.
The drunkest you've ever been for 5 years straight?
For 5 years.
It would probably kill you.
Think how belligerent you are. Like, you can't drive anywhere.
Yeah,
like,
how safe are you going to be? That's what I'm worried about.
It's 9:30 in the morning. I'm like,
and you wake up and you're like,
go!
Do you ever, when you're at a bar and you're and you know you're too drunk, but you can still, and you just, no matter how hard you try, can't get like an Uber or dial a phone number.
You just want to go home so bad.
And you just want to go home so bad. If I had that, that would send me into a mental hospital because I would be so frustrated.
Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, you'd have to put like a leash on me. You know how I like to.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Do you have somebody caring for you at all times?
But you're thinking about like.
You're one twisted ankle away from just killing yourself.
You're thinking about when you're like still mobile and drunk. You said the drunkest you've ever been.
Yeah.
Like the drunkest I've ever been is probably many times right before I would pass out. Mm. Where I'm like, I can't do one more. And then that is the end of it. That is not something you could keep going for 5 years.
Yeah, that's
straight.
A good point.
I'd have to get into that drinking. What am I going to wake up every morning shit faced? How am I going to?
So I think the way we're viewing this is like you're 10 out of 10 drunk.
Yeah.
You are 10 out of 10 drunk and in that state for the next 5 years, or you can serve two in jail.
I'm just constantly looking for a cover band.
I think at the end of that, you would have to. If you could guarantee me that at the end of both, I could get the Men in Black light in my face where I forget everything that had happened and I can go back with my life, which one would be less painful to live through? 2 years in jail or 5 years like that?
Which jail? I think jail.
I mean, what if you go in and you're the alpha? You could have a great time.
You won't be.
Yeah, I certainly would not
be. Guys in there training, playboy.
Yeah, but if you're in like a min security jail where like you get a sweet tea.
Tyler, you and I would be passed around like currency. That is not a good idea.
Nasty. Gross. Yeah. Can you delete that? One time you deleted me, but anyway. Yeah.
That's why I got to be the drunkest I've ever been for 5 straight years and no one wants to
I'm not
going to
be the toughest guy going in jail. I'm not.
Really?
No.
That is shocking news.
No, but I know that. We all know that. We all know we're never going to be the toughest guys going in jail.
I don't even know if we possess the physical strength to defend ourselves in jail.
You think Zach Hyman goes onto the ice every day and he's like, I'm going to stick handle through everybody tonight. No, he knows who he is. So he goes out there and he works with his strengths. So if I went to jail, what would I do? I would immediately try to make people laugh.
Start manufacturing booze in my toilet, which I can trade for safety.
Yes, 100%. I would be very resourceful in that way.
Yeah. I would call daddy and get him to load me up with cigarettes and food that I can trade for safety.
Yeah, I would use whatever resource I could to become useful to the toughest guys without it costing me my,
you know what?
You know what?
That's what they lead with. I watched a documentary very recently about this super famous prisoner in Rikers named Grasshopper. And he was like a kung fu master that I think learned it in jail or came like, okay, good. And they were like, what did you ever see Grasshopper do? This other like OG prisoner still in jail. He's like, one time Grasshopper got attacked by 8 guys. And he was fighting them all simultaneously. And I could see it from my cell, 1-on-8. And then they brought the SWAT team in to break the fight up. And Grasshopper beat up the entire SWAT team of 10 men and the 8 guys fighting. And after that, they changed his name from whatever it was to Grasshopper. That was the day he was born. He was like one of the most feared prisoners in Riker Island, Grasshopper. What are you going to do for Grasshopper, Chalmers? What are you going to do? You going to make him a joke? You know, make him a grilled cheese sandwich?
Yeah,
and tell
you
want to
be entertained when you're in jail, don't you think?
That's a good point.
He's exhausted from beating up the SWAT team. That's a gangster story, though.
I have been tying these two things together. BM, I've been really into like the TikToks. People who've been to jail now just start podcasts and like talk about their experiences, interview like other former criminals and stuff.
Crazy.
It's awesome.
It is awesome. I also love prison cooking. That's nothing new.
My algorithm's gotten me away from it, and I think I'm largely okay with it.
It's scary, man. These guys live a very scary-ass life.
Oh, it's terrifying.
Do you remember Bernard Hopkins, the boxer?
Bernard Calabo, the chocolatier?
Nope. Bernard Hopkins, the boxer?
Nope. Do you know who that is?
Only one Hopkins I know, but continue.
He made himself a microwave in his jail cell out of, like, just stuff he was allowed to have, like tinfoil.
A nuclear reactor?
Nope, like a little tiny... Why do you just... constantly derail the things that I'm trying to say. I can't keep
Holy
a train
shit,
of thought.
We're on episode 495, bro.
I know, but Jesus. I can't even think now.
Yeah.
Google it. So this
guy,
Hopkins.
No, this guy built a microwave out of not a nuclear reactor.
Well, didn't we talk about, were you just saying prison cooking?
Yeah.
You were on topic saying a man built a microwave in prison. Where did you get lost on this path?
I don't even know now.
I remember a guy who was an extreme cheapskate who bought a hot tub so he could heat up his meals in it.
Which is like a nice sous vide.
Yep.
Okay. Delish. Is he in there too, or?
There's a rapper, Doug 45. You know who that is?
Yes.
He's in jail. And he's been in jail for ages. And he doesn't even have a charge. Like, he's awaiting trial. And he said that they get served their food so cold, they have to try to cook it in the sink in his jail he's in. Because it's such a terrible jail.
That's gross.
Ugh. That's American jails, man. Like, Southern American jails that are still from, like, 1880 and shit. It's like you're locked up in the past. It's gross. It's so gross.
The other would you rather I had, a little bit easier. You have to give up toothpaste or shampoo for the rest of your life. That's an easy one.
For me. Toothpaste. You keep going with toothpaste. You give up shampoo. You can use a bar of soap.
Yeah. I used a bar of soap when we were in Vegas literally last week.
That's how they do it in jail.
Hold up. You would give up shampoo over toothpaste?
Oh, without question. Yeah,
toothpaste, you can't use hand soap to brush your teeth.
You could use mouthwash.
Coca-Cola.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just fizzes it all right off.
Yeah. Just leave it in there.
Battery acid.
Swish it around.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Can you have Scope? I heard Scope does it. 9 out of 10 dentists say Dentine will get that shit right off your teeth.
Like just chewing Dentine?
That's what I hear. You think dog bones for dogs?
Guy's having a milk bone twice a day. And he's like, yeah, fuck, my teeth are in great shape. All right. Well,
those are the two best hypotheticals you have.
Shrek brushed his teeth with caterpillars.
That is true. Yep.
That hypothetical game was...
He also made candles out of earwax.
That's a documentary. That's real life. Have you ever seen the boxer wrestler guy that Shrek was based on?
Dude,
Google this guy.
Wrestler.
Boxer.
That Shrek was based on. He was like a French wrestler from the 1930s.
Maurice Tillet.
You have never in your life.
Holy shit. It's wild.
No way.
He looks like Shrek, man.
That is fucking stunning.
Wild. Yeah, man.
Gross.
Cool. Man, it's wild how much he looks like Shrek.
Yeah, except for the ears.
Exactly like Shrek.
Yeah. And then Mike Myers watched video of him like fighting and wrestling to get like the movements down. He's a big boy.
Yeah. Mm. Ooh. And now I googled boxer Shrek and I'm also getting a bunch of Shrek underwear.
Ooh. Shrek is life.
Interesting.
Nice. Very
why,
nice.
Why would anyone be buying these? Who would go to a store and be like, fuck yeah, I need this?
Oh yeah. Somebody's going to get laid.
I'd wear those. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, baby.
On the prowl? Come on.
Quite literally. Oh, boy. All right. Well, speaking of real life, this episode is brought to you by AMA Travel. AMATravel.ca/dreams is where you want to go to fill out their dream machine, their vacation machine. It'll tell you where you're going this summer, and then AMA Travel handles it all. I had someone message me the other day. They said, hey, is AMA Travel just a travel website, or if I'm a member, do I get deals? I said, of course you get deals.
You get deals.
If you're an AMA member. So giddy up, AMA Travel.
Get a deal at Shell?
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Three cents off a liter.
Tyler, you're watching prison stuff on TikTok. If I say homemade flavored water, how do you think a prisoner does that?
Piss.
It's right in your wheelhouse, eh?
You teed me right up for it.
It is not a bodily fluid.
Okay. Flavored water in prison.
Yep, you're making your own flavored
Halls?
Water. Ooh.
That's a good guess. But no, they are just using the packets from their ramen.
So it's just salty water.
Yeah, just salty water.
Not like strawberry.
Well.
Not like a peach passion fruit blend.
There's a guy endless arrays of flavor.
Runs like a full on grill in his cell.
Mm.
And he like makes nachos and shit and sells them door to door.
What do you think the one thing that you'd miss the most if you went to jail was? Like the
probably going outside.
No, not the ladies. Like I'm talking about consuming.
Ooh, the ladies.
Coffee. Like good coffee. I would miss coffee.
Beer.
Yeah, I'm having a beer right now. It's delicious.
Yeah, that's my thing. I watched the Big Brother finale finally the other day.
Yeah.
And it always brings up the conversation between me and my girlfriend. Like, oh, do you think you could do it? Think you could do it? I used to think I could. I couldn't be without my phone for more than half an hour, never mind potentially 60 days. And I couldn't, like, not being able to have a beer when you're that bored would drive me nuts.
How long did you think it would take you to get back used to taking a poo without your phone?
Well, that too. Like, if
I go into the bathroom, I'll gear down, I'll sit down, I'll reach for my phone, and if it's not there, I gear back up.
See, you're a nester.
And I go and get
you're
it.
You're a nester. You sit down, you're avoiding people, you want to be left alone. You sit down for an experience.
I call it me time.
If I can't scroll Twitter while I brush my teeth, I think my
brush
brain,
your teeth?
My brain would explode. I need to be on my phone all the time. I'm terrible at it. I'm hooked. I'm addicted to
what
it.
I was told when you go into the Big Brother house is that you're really itching for your phone for like 48 hours, but then you wake up one morning and forget. And it's weird because you like regress to before you were glued to your phone. You're like, oh yeah, I would just sit here and think. And like you have moments of boredom. And apparently it's quite interesting.
It would be interesting.
That's what I was told.
Even just, yeah.
Yeah, do you guys think you could go to like a cabin for a weekend and just never touch your phone?
I don't touch my phone one day a week now. I've been working on like how to like break your dependency on social media and shit. And I do my posts in the morning for all my stuff. And then I don't put the go on it the entire day. And then before bed, I let myself go back on.
The answer is yes. When I go to my sister's, got a cabin on the other side of Alberta Beach. Phone reception is just so poor there that just having it on you, it's pretty much pointless. You have to walk up the road a little bit to get cell service.
So oh yeah.
100%. It's great. I love checking out and having no idea what's going on.
If I'm like with people, same thing. I go to my buddy's cabin like a couple times during the summer and like going there and throwing my phone in my bag and not having it for 2 days because you're doing stuff. You're with people. It's Could true. I just go by myself and like sit there? I think I'd get very bored very fast.
I definitely would get bored very fast. Are you guys past the feeling of regret that we have at how the season ended?
Like, Bring that back to hockey.
Because it's making me think about what the last couple of days have been like, and I think I'm there.
It's pretty bleak, man.
It helps that the PGA Championship started today, which is huge. That the weather's beautiful and the smoke
Jays
is gone.
Got a big win yesterday.
The Jays and the Yankees are having a hell of a series.
John Morant's back on top.
There's so much stuff that you forget that you're not catching up on. I am literally three episodes behind in Succession and cannot wait to go home tonight and watch them.
I always hated when I was like starting like at the radio station and people would always be like, oh, you wait, like the fan side of you gets killed. And I'm always like, man, it'll never happen. I don't think it ever will. I will always be an Oilers fan. But it is weird, even talking to people like outside in the main office. When the Oilers lose, you're like bummed out, I think, for like kind of 48 hours. And almost like the phone thing, you wake up and you go, summertime.
Yeah. We also have to keep creating content. If you could be like, I'm now done until the new season, it would be a little bit better. Most fans are done.
Yeah.
But we still have to go to work in the morning. The day after they got out, I'm like, what am I going to post today? Son of a bitch.
It's like there's an adjustment, but then there's like a bit of a, you slip into the summer mode that you're kind of familiar with. And for me, it's like, okay, like no game days, no like worrying about what I'm doing on the week. It's just like, I chill now. I make my... do the pods, do all that stuff, have fun. I love off-season talk too, so I'm probably like a little bit different because I love writing about trades and rumors.
I have to set a routine where it's like, because there would be generally 3-4 games a week, in the evening, I'll set aside two nights of like 2 hours so I can just make content and kind of keep that routine going.
You don't want to totally like zone out?
I like to zone out, but I also need to maintain some semblance of a routine.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So... in that, are you, the minute you hear, like, I'm seeing a lot of stuff about Ken Holland. Like, do we care? Do we care about Steve Staios?
Yes, because I want page
views. Do we care about that rate this minute?
Yes.
Yeah?
For page views.
Yes.
Yes.
What do we think?
He'll be the GM.
And I think he'll be a darn good GM.
Yep.
Staios?
Yeah, he won with Hamilton. He was the GM president of the Bulldogs, correct?
Yeah, I think he ran the whole show.
He was the captain of the Thrashers. I looked that up. He was.
Worked with the Leafs for 4 or 5 years and was doing this stuff.
Curious how it's going to go because yesterday Ken Holland said he's going to be back as GM. Frank also doesn't make shit up. So where it be?
When Ken Holland retires from GM, he's not going to come to the mic and be like, I'll see you around. He's going to be like, I'm the new Bob Nicholson.
A lot of people having a lot of problem with the old boys club though right now.
He doesn't have to travel with the team.
Yeah, I think when
you get a legacy contract that's less demanding than GM.
Yeah, no? Totally.
Bob Nicholson wants to step down because he's got that thing.
I think Ken Holland wants to, when he's done, be done.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think he wants to be the guy who like chills and...
I can see him being an advisor. He says he wants to be done, but like if you're an advisor from Kelowna, like come on.
Yeah, but like, I mean, that's different than like Poho. Like Poho is like a very, like Prison Hockey Ops is like... You are in the shits, you're in all the big meetings, you're doing all that, you're...
These meetings?
Come on. Barry Fraser used to be the Edmonton's head scout from Tijuana, Mexico, and he would watch everything on satellite. And in unrelated news, we were terrible at the draft.
That's just a quick flight back in. You know what? Kelowna. Come on.
He was ahead of his time.
Yeah. Ken, we need you back.
He got so lazy after the Oilers won all those cups in like 91 through 94 when everything was self-destructing. The scouting staff were like, hey, we won all them cups. And they're like, what have you done the last 4 years? And they're like, we incorrectly drafted Jason Sewells, who didn't even want to play in the NHL. We took him with our first round pick.
I do like Ken Holland saying, we brought in Steve Staios because we didn't have an OHL scout for a few years.
What was that all about?
The biggest producer of NHL content. And when you look, we only drafted one player from the O in his tenure.
What are we doing?
How are we picking Jesse Puljujärvi? God rest.
Yeah.
He's not dead, but he is dust.
God bless him.
Hmm? We're taking him over Tkachuk, and we're not taking anyone from the OHL because we don't send people to the games.
And there's no salary cap on management and that shit, is there?
No. You can do whatever you want. Like the fact that
and we have no analytics.
Yeah, we have fringe analytics. It's like Brad Holland and whatever. So I don't know. I would like it to change to Steve Staios, and I would like Ken Holland to stay because I think Ken Holland's done a really good job as the GM of this team. We've won 3 playoff rounds in the last 2 years. That's nothing to like scoff at. I know the goals cups, but still, like Ken Holland's done a good job here. He had a great deadline. I want him to stay because I think he still generally knows how to run a team, but I think a bit of a fresh perspective, both in terms of player acquisition and how you run a staff, would be a welcome thing in this organization.
I think Steady Steve will be a good GM.
I think he will be too.
He's fighting fit,
mm-hmm.
and that's all you need. Remember Dallas Eakins? He was fighting fit. Great coach. I can't believe after the round was over, they were like, we don't need you on the panel anymore and cut him loose.
Yeah, they're like,
why did you think we needed him?
Yeah, we did maybe a bit of a misread.
Bit of a let's have a Pronger gambling ad, and then let's have Dallas Eakins in the panel. Like, why are you punishing us?
What we can doing? Never escape our former demons.
Never. Is the Bison King going to win the cup this year?
I don't want him to.
Why?
Because I don't want to deal with Twitter when he does.
Yeah, but it's like he's not going to contribute to.
Oh, winning. But they'll convince you he did.
He did. He sat on the bench that one game,
and he was on the ice for an OT winner.
Well, it's like okay. Great, the XGF is whatever, but did he score a goal? No.
Yeah, I just think the conversation around it will be annoying from all perspectives, so I'd prefer if we didn't deal with that. And I kind of like the story of the Panthers winning a cup. I think it'd be funny.
Tkachuk would have really delivered, wouldn't he have?
It would be funny if the Panthers won the cup, just what it would mean down the highway.
Think about Flames fans having Tkachuk spurn them, leave, and win the cup.
There's a
like Pronger.
Radio show based in Miami that I listen to every day.
What is it?
Real Housewives of...
And they talk about the fact that Tkachuk...
It's Levitard. Yep.
And they talk about the fact that Tkachuk is the greatest Florida Panther player ever.
I would agree.
And they talk about it
Pavel Bure. Right now.
Oh, they have that argument, but they love him.
One year into this contract?
He's getting the Levitard show to talk about hockey, though. I know they do sometimes.
They had an interview with him. They had Dylan Cousins on.
I know. They generally are good, but like you know what I mean? They're having like extended... Nick Cousins.
Nick Cousins, not though. Dylan Cousins. Yeah, Nick. They had him on. They talk about Panthers hockey big time right now. A lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
So again, I know people are kind of looking at this final four and being like, bad for the game, but it actually might be like good for the game.
Yeah.
I won't be watching, so it doesn't matter to me.
I don't watch either. What do I care?
I'm going to tune out for probably like a week as I continue to mourn the Oilers because it'll still be too hard to watch, but then I'll get back into it or I'll like watch the third period of some games.
Why is the World Championships not made into a bigger thing?
Because it's the playoffs for losers.
It just doesn't make any sense as to why really they is, do yeah. it right now.
Because it's playoffs for losers. They don't have to play in July. They come right off the reg season. And if you're not going to the playoffs, go play there.
Remember, it's like a European thing too, right? So like all those European seasons are ending. And now they can just...
Did we all know there was a team from Kazakhstan?
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you even like hockey?
And Great Britain and Poland, I think, are getting in and for Greece. Next year.
And Canada only beat them...
28-0.
No, I think it was like 6-1.
If I took their foot off the ass. Also, like Milan Lucic is playing. So.
Yeah.
Mark Cerrone.
Sure.
That was a player they did a profile on. I don't know. I usually love it when Canadians put on.
I used to get amped up about the World Championships.
There was like a 4-year run in the middle of the 2010s where all of a sudden Hockey Canada like made it cool.
All the Oilers would go.
Boy, yeah.
It was awesome.
That's probably why
but
you like
but I look forward to seeing Ryan Smith play.
But like big meaningful names games. Were going. They were like bringing back like star players.
Yeah.
And I remember Hockey Canada like took this approach of like, hey, it's going to be in like Prague and like all these like nice European cities. Like, bring your family. Well, you don't have to room with anyone. It's going to be chill, fun. We'll just go win gold. And like NHL players bought into it. Then I think COVID kind of fucked that up and they went away from that kind of
an approach. There's been some other unpleasantness with the brand.
Like Leon wouldn't go to, wouldn't go play for Germany, but.
But that was like, an insurance thing.
Right. But
we talked about that Monday.
Would you really want to?
Or did we not?
You had a devastating, you just want to go to like a lake somewhere and just relax.
Yeah, he needed someone to pay for his insurance, and I got the sense that like Germany was 0-3 at the time, It's like they weren't moving on. They're like, ooh, we don't want to pay like X amount of hundreds of thousands of dollars to insure you to come play like two games for us.
Wonder what it costs to insure Leon to play one game. I saw Connor Bedard playing roller hockey. Did you see those pictures
no,
online?
No, he shouldn't be. I would be telling him not to.
I thought so. Like he's on like a men's league team. And I don't know how it's coming up in the Explorer, but like they're showing it's Connor Bedard wheeling around. I'm like, don't? And I'm looking in the comments, unless they were deleting them. My first thought is, on behalf of the NHL, please go sit on the bench.
Can you imagine if his like arm was in a sling when he hit for his famous draft photo? Like,
I knew NHL players that would play roller hockey in the offseason.
I know NHLers that come back to Edmonton and play in the ball hockey league.
But you got to like watch out that you're not playing in like Slash City where someone's going to be like, I'll show you. And then next thing you know.
Wasn't it Eric Johnson when he got picked first overall? Then like that summer snapped his leg in a golf cart accident.
Oh, for God.
And he like missed this whole rookie year.
Is Eric Johnson the actor?
There is that Eric Johnson.
It was like the Blues took him first overall.
He had
like,
a good rookie season though, Eric Johnson in the NHL, the actor.
Yep.
Yeah.
And in rookie blue as well.
Yep.
Very, very talented, very handsome.
Very good looking guy. Yep. Can do it all.
Character die.
Yes, he was shot.
R.I.P.
He was also in the Nick, the HBO show with Clive Owen. Excellent.
Eric Johnson caught me in that lie once. We were talking
That's why it's always in my head.
And he was like, how do you like the new season? And I hadn't seen any yet because I don't know how to get it. I watched a bunch of it because he's good. I was like, yeah, no, it's pretty good. He's like, you haven't watched any of it. I was shot. I'm like, oh, my God. What?
Shit.
I haven't watched them. I don't get CBC or whatever, CTVs.
All right, we got to step aside for a quick ad.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
That was a really quick and abrupt ad read. I got us right in and out of it. Also got to give love to Wilhauk Beef Jerky.
I love some right now. Mm-hmm. To go along with this beer I'm having, a little Wilhauk.
Oh,
that'd be good living.
Yeah, when he dropped some off at the office the other day and I took a bunch of it home and stole it from all of you, I was loading it up into little containers and bringing it golfing with me for the next couple of weeks.
You would steal all the Wilhauk Beef Jerky.
Not all of it.
Is it still here?
No, it's gone because I stole it.
How much of it did you steal percentage-wise?
So if he dropped off X amount.
It was a lot that he dropped off.
Yeah, we probably ate in the office about 40%. And then I took
80%.
I took 20% of it.
So you took half of what was left.
I took a third of what was left, yeah.
Feels you guys been on a patio yet this season?
Yeah, a couple.
Liam, Tyler, and I had a beer on a patio on Friday.
How was it?
It was lovely.
It's patio weather right now.
Oh, yeah.
The other day, the U-Haul that was still there.
Yep.
Wanye had to run out and move his vehicle because the bus couldn't get
through. What is going on with that U-Haul?
But on Friday, we watched a bus thread the needle between the U-Haul and the cars. It was riveting. And I had delicious beer.
Should we go see if that U-Haul's open?
Just steal their stuff?
I don't know if I want to mess with the people who live down there.
I would say the odds there's a severed head in the back of that U-Haul is 30%.
How has that thing just been sitting there for a week and not moving?
On the wrong side of the road, no less.
Yeah,
like it's stolen.
And about 2 feet from the curb.
As a guy who knows about stolen things and how to get them back, that's a stolen car right there.
No, it is a U-Haul, and the people are at that house because the lady kept going into it and out of it, but wouldn't move it, and the bus is honking. She's like, no.
The old daily charges are racking up. That's all I know.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. I was like, aren't U-Hauls meant to like do something quick and like drop it off the next day?
Or you live in them.
Or you live in them.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do is get an old one and convert it into an apartment.
Yeah.
I've seen people who do that. In That's old cool. U-Haul trucks. You ever seen that, Chalmers?
Oh, my brother converted a van into a van that you could sleep in because he's a pilot. And so he is
the flop house is
basically it's like a flop house.
If the you Vantage have, van world has come back in vogue. Eh?
Pretty much. Yeah, it's cool.
Our buddy Mike Fugelberg, good friend of the show.
Second straight pod, I think we've mentioned him. But
yeah,
he wants to come on the show. We should have him on.
Why not? If he's got stories, well, fuck
his dad had a company called Vantage Vans. To talk about. Oh, yeah. And they would take like cube vans and make them into shaggin' wagons back in the day. Like pimped out ones.
Cool.
Like That's with coolers under the seats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gangster.
I'd love that.
They'd come back.
Like these things that would have back seats that you could basically lay out into a bed.
Oh, I just want to buy a camper van. I got my old man watching for one. Just work from the road for a little bit. Hotspot the laptop.
Why don't we take a week off and rent an RV and we go on the road?
You guys can go down to one of those RV towns in the States and just drive one back across the border.
I'm doing my road.
Basic mechanics.
I'm down. Stealing an RV?
Stealing. Borrowing.
That would actually be like a hilarious podcast thing to do, would be to like rent an RV and the five of us like drive somewhere for like 5 days.
But we'd have to be going somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What can we do in the summertime? Where's the draft this year?
Nashville.
Gross. We're not driving there. I mean, not because I don't want to go there, but that's a long drive.
It's too long of a drive, yeah.
Yeah, it's a long drive.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Calgary and back.
If you have a van now with like Starlink, some of these people do in the documentaries I've watched on YouTube, the conversion people, you're living pretty good in these vans.
Living large.
I see a lot of them on TikTok.
TikTok does a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah. And you're not like roughing it. Like when I was a kid and we would go in the motorhome, we would go to the WeBook Inn, we would get like 4 Archie comics that were all used and we would trade them back and forth. And when that was done, there was nothing left to do but try to think your way out of it. Now everyone's sitting there with 45-inch TVs playing bloody Fortnite in the middle of the woods.
Oh, I went down a rabbit hole of high-end RV TikToks of like the salesman taking you through all their features. It's insane. Yeah. It's bananas. I can't even imagine who wants these things. What joy do you get out of it? Because you're not camping at that point.
Like, you're living in a remote place.
Yeah, you're living wherever you want, man.
I guess.
I would love, we've talked about this a bunch of times, like a really high-end converted Sprinter van.
Mm-hmm.
Probably worth more than my house.
Mm-hmm.
Live in that. Got no address.
A lot of the people who drive around in vans are ultimately arrested. So you could just probably wait for one of those.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know what I mean?
Go to hit up a police auction.
There you go. I've long wanted to go to a police auction. Like, remember when The Simpsons did it? He bought Snake's car, remember?
Yeah.
And he turned into Snake. I'd like to buy like a cigar boat that was used to run drugs in the 80s and take it up the North Saskatchewan and back.
I would love that.
Big boat guy.
Well, I'm the North Saskatchewan.
Why not?
Wanye Jr. pointed to the TV and said, hockey? And I said, oh, we won. It's over now. And he went, oh. And hasn't asked about it since.
Well, good for him.
So I told him that we won. Am I a bad dad? Probably. That's for the courts to decide.
Too young to remember it.
Yeah.
Where's the hockey? We won. Oh, that's it.
That's all he needs to know.
I wish you guys would lie to me and it was that simple. Bag Milk, what happened to the Oilers?
We won, of course.
We did?
Yep. Yeah, news. There's only one person on staff good enough to execute it. It's Kennedy. And she'll just cut highlights together. And
show me?
Ooh. Yeah, and show it to you. And you'll be like, oh my God, 4-0 for the 8th straight game.
Video chat GPT, show me the Oilers winning in 2023. Ah!
Yeah.
Then you have an argument. Would you rather watch a simulation of the Oilers winning or watch the real world where they don't win?
Don't win.
It depends.
I think we've had this debate before of like,
if I don't know I'm in the simulation, win all day, baby.
Yeah, we're probably in a simulation now.
I think we are in a simulation now. We could talk about that.
I don't know. There's only 15 minutes left in our show.
It only takes me 3 minutes. Most of it's a song.
I just looked on Twitter just because I'm just trying to fill hours these days without hockey, I swear.
Yeah.
In between golfing and gardening and working.
Every day I want to go on the patio for a beer. Every day I want to go golfing. Yeah. And I don't know financially how I'll make it through this summer.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Liam asked, or I just did it again. Zach asked a question. Do you remember which Oiler was married to a Bond girl? Don't say it out loud.
Yeah, I know, of course.
Does everybody here know that?
Yeah.
No.
The Polish prince?
You don't?
Marius Tchaikovsky?
Oh, yeah.
Isabella Skorupa. I bloody bumped into her in the concourse, the old arena, looked up, and I felt like I'd fallen into a Vogue magazine. There was like a beam of light coming down, and I didn't know the story, and I was like, that's somebody.
Speaking of super hotties, you guys see Martha Stewart?
80 years old doing the swimsuit edition?
81 years old on the cover of the swimsuit issue.
Also,
she has a 57-year-old daughter.
There was also that one, Chalmers, and I also loved when Peter Nedved was dating Petra Nemkova.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Sports Illustrated swimsuit model.
Have you ever looked at young Martha Stewart photos?
No.
Bet.
I'm on it.
Can't say that I have.
She is a dime.
Really?
Yep.
And she went to prison.
There was that. Yes, she did. Hard from the streets.
Fuck, you think she would have rather been just
she took her 10 charge out of 10 like
drunk
G,
for 5 years?
Didn't snitch.
Yeah, no snitching. Insider trading? Come
That's
on.
That's why Snoop likes her.
I love their relationship, too.
You think they hook up? Funny.
I hope so.
Really?
No. Yeah. Come on.
I hope so.
This is just... What's
the age gap? How old is Snoop?
Doesn't matter. 53? Age is only a number, baby.
Snoop's older than 53.
I would bet Snoop 53. Dr. Dre's probably 54.
Snoop Dogg is 51. Wow.
Okay.
Oh, and he's married.
He smoked. Okay, he's married. He's been married to the same lady since he was 19. You think he's...
Really?
Got one notch? Come on.
Good for Snoop.
Come on.
He also produced those pornos.
Yeah. Right? What the fuck? Dedicates him to his wife.
Yeah, very good looking.
Snoop is married to the game.
And he wants to buy the Ottawa Senators.
I think
they might win.
I actually think that bid might win, too.
Did you know Grant Fuhr is part of that group, too?
Yeah, there's like six or seven like high-end famous people.
I think Snoop Dogg would do some funny stuff if he owned the Senators.
They're not going to not have him get involved if he's...
Of course.
They're going to be like, we want you to rap with...
Of course.
Whoever.
Brady Kachuk's in the rap videos? Come on.
Tim Stutzel's in the new Snoop Dogg song?
Oh, I'd love to hear a Tim Stutzel verse.
Do you think he might rap the national anthem?
Can you imagine Snoop doing O Canada at the Sens home opener next year?
I bet they're going to get Ryan Coyotes? Reynolds.
Are they
going
to move? Are they still in?
They're staying for one more year.
Why?
Dude, what a mess that is.
Oh, it's a shit show.
Why?
Basically, so remember at this time last year, it was the city of Glendale was like, instead of having 41 hockey games, we're kicking you out because those days are more valuable as comedy shows and concerts. So they had to go to Tempe. And the only reason the league let them do the Tempe thing is because the Coyotes promised the NHL, don't worry, we have this arena coming in Tempe once the city approves it. City can approve it, had to go to a referendum. Now the citizens have voted against it. Although you look at who has voted, and it's like a lot of the 60-plus demographic in Tempe, which probably makes up a good amount of the demographic to begin with. But like a lot of the 60-pluses.
Oh, Tempe's where like Mills Ave is and the university and stuff.
Yeah, I know that's where the university is, but I'm saying the people who voted.
Those kids didn't go vote then.
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, the last thing we need is like hockey games every second night.
And I think there was a thing about like the taxpayer dollars.
There's a place called the Marquee in Tempe, yep. Arizona.
Okay.
It's a small little venue that has wicked shows. Wicked comedians and stuff.
Okay.
I saw the National there.
Okay.
It's very, very fun. Tempe is probably one of the... It's very fun.
Tempe
underrated.
Votes down the arena, and everyone is like, okay, this means they're obviously moving. Houston, let's go. Tillman Frittata is his name, the owner of the Rockets, apparently wants a team. Slam dunk fit. And then Bill Daly comes out and is like, nope, they're going to play in Tempe one more year. Like, we're committed to Tempe for the 23-24 season, and now they kind of just have a year to figure it out. The only issue is the NHLPA is pissed, because now this means we're locked into, like, probably four more years of them playing in that Arizona called ASU Stadium, which can't happen. You can't play in a 5,000-seat arena for that long. So it's a mess.
Brightside does give us an opportunity to go.
Do one nation vacation there next year.
I don't care if it's a nation vacation. I just want to go watch the Oilers play there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, watching the Oilers play in a 5,000-seat arena would be awesome.
I would love it.
It would be great.
Seeing Connor McDavid, like, zooming around while you sit, like, you're, I don't know what arena, the one in St. Albert at the Service Place. Like, that's pretty much what it is.
You know what would be cool, Chalmers? Rather than a tiny arena, like, for seating, they should make a tiny ice surface. Imagine they played an NHL game like on 1/16th the sheet of ice and everyone was bumping into each other. I'd watch that.
Oh my God.
Rather than fewer seats, let's make less ice. I think I just cracked the code, your M Chuck, of how to save the bloody Coyotes.
Have you ever played
the ice?
Have you ever had a half ice practice with a bunch of U9s and just played keep away?
Yes.
That's probably what it would feel like.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
People would pay to watch that.
I don't know that they would.
Do you follow Front Office Sports on Instagram?
No.
Very good follow.
Okay.
The business of sports. And they're always announcing like practice facilities for athletic programs and shit.
Oh.
The amount of like $900 million practice facility arenas getting built for teams you've never heard of. It's like suddenly the LSU football team's got cryogenic chambers and like the money being invested in
clubhouses and training facilities Wild. And shit. It's crazy.
Like, Oregon's is nuts.
So when you're like, oh, they're playing in Mullet Arena, that doesn't even put them in, like the Pac-10 has better facilities than these people do, let alone the NHL.
Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing, and it's a bad look on the NHL. They got to pull the plug there, but they clearly aren't going to do it yet.
It's that let me die meme, you know, where Gary Bettman's like, I love you.
But Gary Bettman going to bat for the weakest franchise is why the Oilers still are here.
Yep, yeah, that is true.
I do get a kick out of all the people being like, put them back in, put the Coyotes in Quebec City. It's like, nah, I don't think you're really paying attention to what's going on here.
No, it's going to be in a big American city. The reason why they don't want to move them is because they want the markets that really want a team to have to pay an upfront fee.
Yeah, that
right? So if you're like, oh, I'm Houston, I really want a team, they're like, then pay for an expansion team. Like, can't I just move this team? Because I don't think there's a relocation fee if a franchise moves.
There might be a little.
Whereas if they do a $600 million franchise fee, every team gets $30 million.
And you would like that money.
That's why they don't want to move a team.
That'd be enough for the Oilers to buy out Jack Campbell.
We don't need to. He's going to be a Vezina candidate.
Bounce back, baby. Before we wrap things up, shout out to Oodle Noodle, 14 locations in Edmonton. And still got Oilers Nation stickers if you're in Edmonton. If you're in Calgary, as Bag Milk says, bad life choices.
Yep.
Yep. That sucks for you. But the Oodle Noodles in Edmonton, they have Oilers Nation stickers. Also, Betway. My favorite thing, if you want, I did this when we were in Vegas, if you want an entertaining way to bet on sports and be dialed in for like a short 25-minute window, turn on a basketball game, take the over we of whatever quarter you're watching. It's electric.
We did have fun with that.
And they said the line's good, so it's always tight.
Me and Tyler bet on whatever. It didn't matter. Just the first quarter over.
Yeah.
We were sweating it out until 5-10 seconds left in the quarter. It was fun.
It's so much fun.
We had a good time.
Yeah.
I think that I'm going to get big time into the association right now and bet on.
That's the cool way to call the NBA.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Get into the hoops.
Do you got a team?
Are you a hooper?
You know what? Miami. Like
really? Oh, the underdogs.
I'm a big Miami guy now. I'm basically half Miamian.
All right.
I know everything about Miami because of this stupid show I listen to religiously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Real Life Podcast.
The Real Life Podcast. Yep.
Party all night when the heat is on.
I was just thinking about that song. I was trying to make a joke, but I couldn't remember more than the chorus.
All night on the beach.
If I was to pick an NBA team that I like, it'd be the Milwaukee Bucks.
Where's John Morant play?
I like Giannis. I like that speech he made about not being a loser because he didn't win this whole league. That guy gets it.
Seems very like centered. But then he made that weird cryptic Twitter post where he was like, disrespect. Enough disrespect. I'm coming.
They do disrespect him, though.
They kind of do, yeah.
But they disrespect everybody. Now that I understand the NBA, it is an insane culture being like, he ain't the GOAT. Hockey isn't really like that.
It's funny. I saw a good TikTok the other day about like the Jordan LeBron thing. And it's so funny how people be like, Jordan never lost in the finals. LeBron's lost in like 6. It's okay, but he's made 10. So like you're giving Jordan more credit for missing finals than you are giving credit to LeBron for like going to those finals year after year.
If you make basketball content and you go, this guy's good, no one cares. What you gotta do is be like, is this guy good? Question mark. And then everyone's like, hell no. And then they argue. Mm-hmm.
I like arguing in the comment section.
NBA.
Let's argue with something right now. I'm going to go to my first Instagram post and we'll argue about it.
Go to All Things Duncan and join in one of 70 fights. I'm now happy if I do 5 posts in a day and 4 of them are fighting. I'm like, I've done my bit. You know how you do it? You go, Russell Westbrook is not shown the respect he deserves. And people go crazy in them comments.
Reminds me, I want to go to some Stingers games this year. I've never been
to a Stingers game either.
It's
Stingers
good.
I'd invite you, but you'd duck on me.
No, I won't this time.
I'd go with you to a Stingers game.
Let's do it then.
Let's go. You looking at All Things Duncan, Jaws?
No.
Oh.
But
can you bet on Stingers games?
Don't.
You know what, mister? It isn't all about betting.
Sometimes we do a little sideline.
Why don't we go and take bets for Stingers?
Now you're talking.
Can we operate?
Like, remember those old-fashioned like boxing matches where you would have the guy just run around with cash? You never understood how it worked?
Real Life Podcast opens a bookie.
I went to a Mexican cockfight one time, which isn't humans, it's roosters. I was quite put off. And
we gave the guy money.
Guy came around. Here you go. It's very traumatic watching a cockfight.
Yeah, I went to one in the Philippines. And
we gave this guy 50 pesos, $2. And then I say to the guy, I'm with, hey, how do we get that money back if we win? He's like, we don't get that money back. They just go around taking money. And everybody's like,
That's what I was wondering. They're not like giving you a bet slip.
No.
At least not in Snatch when I was watching it.
And I was like, so the culture is just to give the money and you don't get it back? He's like, it kind of goes to the birds. I'm like, no, it doesn't.
The birds die.
It's the tip for the trainer.
Ah, makes sense. You're like backing the trainer by paying him.
It felt worse to be not having money on the fight, though, because then these little chickens were dying for nothing.
Very weird.
They're not little, though. They're scary looking. And they got bloody razors on them.
Yeah, they got blades attached to their legs.
How do you train it to want to kill another one, too?
Because it just kicks. The blades fucking slice it up.
Natural instinct kicks in when they start fighting.
Haven't you ever seen Snatch?
Nope.
How about the movie? You've never seen Snatch?
How about the movie?
Good Lord, you guys.
Get the joke? Oh, you're gonna want to run.
Regardless of the joke, I don't care about the joke. Have you never seen the movie?
No. Snatch is great. It's on Netflix.
Buddy, okay. Watch it this weekend, please.
Okay.
Promise Guy me Ritchie's best
I
movie.
I will not promise that.
Probably my favorite movie.
Ever?
Ever.
It's fantastic. Ever.
It's fucking great, unbelievable. Great movie. If you and you'll go into it thinking it's my best movie, my favorite movie ever, and you won't, maybe you might not like fully appreciate her off the bat. Because there's a lot of stuff going on.
There's a lot going on.
A lot going on.
Brad Pitt shredded.
Ooh, Brad shredded.
Yeah. Shredded.
Shredded.
All right, good stuff.
You like Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
Do you like shredded, Brad Pitt?
Yeah. There's only one Brad Pitt.
Mm.
There is no non-shredded Brad Pitt.
More shredded Brad Pitt, Fight Club Brad Pitt, or Snatch Brad Pitt?
Ooh, now we're talking.
Oh, Fight Club.
Now we're talking.
Oh, Troy. That's the shredded. Oh,
yeah, Troy. He's jacked up.
He
he's
quit bulky. Smoking to do
he's
Troy.
Bulky Brad Pitt.
He never quit smoking to do Fight Club. Mm.
Yeah, Troy Brad Pitt, very handsome.
Shredded.
I give.
Who's your most favorite shredded Brad Pitt listener? Hit us up.
Next time we do a podcast, whether it's next Monday or the following Thursday, because Monday is a holiday, we
Let's
will
just
be more.
Take the summer off.
We'll be more.
We'll okay, do, honestly, I gotta say,
we'll be more prepped.
We will be more prepped.
Yeah.
This was the one that was like the decompression.
Yeah.
Let us fucking
this
sit
is
around.
As good as any other garbage we put out.
Let's just have a beer. We've had a couple Coors Lights. We're sitting here. Bud Lights. Couple Bud Lights. We're sitting here. We're shooting the shit. But we've got stuff we've got to do.
We do. We're going to have a good summer on
like
the
Like that tree I need you to help me chop
we
down?
We've got to see if JR can hit a ball out of Remax Field.
What's the holdup? Like, what are we waiting for?
I need that tree help.
Oh, we got a tree to cut down. We've got wallpaper to put up.
Damn right. We're not doing any of this.
Yeah. We should, while Jay is standing in the cage hitting, we should bring the Roadcaster and like do a pod while we watch him.
Yeah, why not? What else are we doing?
Gotta
I'll
be
drinking in
it.
The dugout. Yep. Or
I've invited him out to numerous baseball practices.
Yeah.
He won't come.
All right.
He's scared. Scared
he's
little
ducking
scared little girl.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, I think so. This is the best part about this whole thing is Josh Allen is on Twitter and Instagram hitting balls at BP out of it was Blue
the
Jays.
Rogers Center.
Out of Rogers Center. And my friends are like, see? See? And I'm like, wait.
Josh Allen could have played college baseball.
Josh Allen is maybe the second or first best quarterback in your...
I don't know who Josh Allen is, but he sounds like a real
Buffalo
piece
Bills
of shit. What?
And they're like, the Buffalo
the
Bills
quarterback. So take that back.
No,
and
no.
Like, so they're like, see, he's just taking BP and he can hit it out. And I'm like, this is crazy that you are relating this to our friend Jay, who, yes, is only an inch shorter than Josh Allen.
Okay.
But is not a professional athlete.
Yeah.
Like, I know my friends keep saying, well, our group of friends keep saying this one thing JR does extremely well, and that is hit balls far. He just does.
Yeah.
He does. I've seen him golf.
It just does not matter.
But with a metal bat, that's the game changer.
That's a game changer, yeah.
Okay, fine. Like, so that disc golf, Wanya, you got to come out to some of these things, show your athletic prowess.
What on earth are you talking about? My God in heaven.
I would love to have some more sports activities set up this summer.
Yep.
They're great.
Last time you guys played bloody disc golf, our videographer quit. Okay? So I'm in
no
hurry
but
to send Kennedy out with you as though it's the Masters.
Hey, it's called reps. We got to take reps. Yeah. We will be more prepared. Because if it wasn't for this beers, I don't know how I would have gotten through this one. There's not a lot going on right now.
Yeah, if it's so terrible, why don't you just do like you normally do and don't show up and text an excuse?
No. Hey, when was the last time I didn't show up?
Hey, you know, you've been committed.
It's been a minute, yeah.
Yeah.
And who always says...
It's Jay who's now missed a full week of pods.
Yeah, true.
And who always calls you randomly and pumps you up and says you're good at podcasting?
Oh, the best. Wanya.
See, it's
my,
me.
He's my hype man.
Damn right. I'm the Flavor Flav. He's my Chuck D.
Yeah.
I want you to do your own podcast. And you'd think I was asking you to... Do the album I've ducked out on doing.
a construction podcast, so I've got
not
some
a construction
jobs.
Podcast.
We told you to come up with regular segments.
A Chalmers podcast.
Hey, playoff. We like yeah, rate the beginning of playoffs. Like, come on.
Not a construction podcast.
No, this is the time. I got, listen, I got things we want to, you got questions?
How many more studios answers. Do you want us to own?
There's a studio over there. It's got
one across the
nothing
street.
Going on
you
in
can
it.
Go there. You can come here. We got a machine there with a bunch of buttons on them. Ostensibly, they do something.
Do people want to see
you naked?
A job site being stepped on.
Different.
And like demoed, finer points to this stuff. Is it that interesting to people? I don't know.
I think you're interesting. And if you want yeah. to talk about that and maybe do like a segment.
There's a dude who's really famous on TikTok because he gets excited watching trains. If you do anything interestingly enough, people will watch.
You don't want to be famous for a bit though, Chalmers. You want to just continue on being yourself because then it isn't work. You don't really have to prep if you're just coming in to talk to your friends. What you want to do long term is be like, I am Chris Chalmers. I have a variety of interests. They include gambling, check, football, check, nachos, check,
prison
construction stuff,
nose check. Nachos.
All of that in aggregate is why your show would be good, Chalmers.
Okay, maybe on Monday we put up the wallpaper during the show.
During?
Why not?
Can we go look at the tree real quick?
No.
Why? Right,
get out of here. Go look at your tree. We're wrapping
here's
this
why,
up.
Here's why we can't look at the tree. I had no idea that that my son's baseball team was going to be in the St. Albert baseball tournament this weekend.
Ooh.
So we
this
are.
Weekend.
That this weekend.
It's 2:30 on a Thursday afternoon.
I'm going to come heckle the shit
we
out of you.
We have a 5 o'clock. Buddy, it gets worse. Kids are the worst, man. So, 5 o'clock baseball game tonight.
So in St. Albert.
At St. Albert. We got to be there at 4.
Legion or the other one?
Legion. Here's the best part. It's May long weekend.
Yep.
So, Monday they get off. Do you think the school board stopped there?
They get all next week off, don't they?
Nope, just Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh my God.
But what for? Why didn't you ask me?
Oh, I know what it is. Kite appreciation.
Nobody knows. They were just like, hey, seems like a good time really? To give them Tuesday and Wednesday off also. Oh yeah. It's like, that's just another PD day.
So, let's rent one of those bikes.
So May long weekend is now Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 days.
Crazy.
It's crazy, man. All right. Oh, it's nuts.
Bag milk. You want to go look at this tree with me?
We can go look at the tree.
Look, what am I going to do with it?
Do you guys want to go start? Let's
we can
go
look at it.
Okay, let's film going and looking at the tree, and I'll cut some of it down right now.
Good work, everybody.
I'll cut it all down right now.
What do you got to cut with?
I have shit in my truck that I can cut anything with. I can cut lots of
I don't even
of
know the name of the tool.
Sawzall.
Axe.
Body spray? You think you can cut down a tree with axe
Kung
body
fu
spray?
Chop.
Maybe.
You know even less than I do.
Let's go, the three of us. Let's go look at this tree.
All right.
Let's cut it down.
Talk to everybody next week.
You want your kids not playing ball in 20 minutes?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, hockey heads, get ready for the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Each game day, answer 4 questions. Pick the winning team, guess if points will be over or under, predict the first goal, and choose the highest scoring period. Daily winners snag gift cards, while each round's champs pocket cold, hard cash. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess. It's fast, it's fun, and it's all about hockey. Let's go.